Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we have two special guests this week, both the same company, so don't get confused. These guys are, they love each other like brothers, and you'll find out that they really
tell.
Do.
So,
yes. But we're at Trophy Mounts up here in Springfield, Missouri, and so we have Johnny and we have Art. And so we're going to find out about this. This is a company that's just kind of getting some roots growing and starting to produce some product that's going to really make a difference. And a big thing is affordability for the angler. So tell us, Johnny, how did this all start?
Doug, a buddy of mine, come up. He could not find exactly what he wanted. But on top of that, everything he was looking at was too expensive. Several pieces you had to bolt together, put together. Everything looked a little sketchy, but the main thing was he didn't want to spend $400 or $500 on a dual graph mount, and so he came up with an idea, and we just started making prototypes until we got exactly what he wanted, and then it looked good. It was very functional, and we thought, well, let's see if we can make some of these, and so we threw a bunch in, we made them, and took off to Texas. And got out there to let the world see what we're doing. And since then, you know, the things that we heard from people, we come back, we modified from our original to make it a little more accessible, easier to use.
Uh-huh.
And then out of that, we also come up with six other items to sell. But out of that, we are still continuing to grow. We want input.
Right.
You know, the company's been in business since 1960. So we've got a pretty good foundation.
Right.
And we can do it all right here, so that keeps our costs down. We don't have to outsource to anybody else.
Uh-huh.
So it's a one-stop shop. But from what people tell us and what they need is how we kind of grow into more and more items.
I gotcha. So what do you see growing as a big part of what the company's going to be, Art? You think mounts, or you foresee some other things that are coming?
Well, when you look at the fishing industry, you see a lot. It's ever evolving. And so, I mean, mounts is kind of just a start. You know, we've looked into jack plates. We've looked into other mounts at the bow of the boat for trolling motor accessories and other electronics. I mean,
Dash mounts.
Dash mounts
is something that we're trying to kind of take off on right now is dash mounts.
I gotcha. So currently you have, what do you have for your mounts? Go through the mounts that you have. You have a pedestal mount, right?
Yes, we have a pedestal mount. I don't have that in here. And one of the reasons why we come up with the pedestal mounts because some of the older gentlemen in Texas were saying, you know, we're tired of fishing like this.
Right.
So we just made a nice, simple, single, one-piece pedestal. What is it, 12 inches tall, 13 inches tall?
Right.
Good, easy gimbal plate on top of it, easy to bolt up, and it just kind of gets it up for everybody to see. A lot of people fish sitting down.
Right.
So we're trying to bring it up a little bit so they're not bending down. I mean, my eyes aren't the best either, you know.
Right.
I mean, I want it kind of close to me too.
Right, I gotcha. So show us, start maybe with the bridge mount, huh?
This is just a single bridge.
Simple bridge mount.
And we have a... extended bridge mount. We don't have that. And then that takes us into our dual graph tall and dual graph slim.
Well, on the bridge mount, you have a lot of guys that just want one mount.
Okay.
And so we provide that. But then with the wider bridge mount, that's kind of for the 15-inch graphs, if people want to go with a 15-inch graph off to the side or something like that. But then this is our dual mount. Now, this is the tall dual mount.
Right.
And as you can see, this is kind of like the crappie fisherman's, to me, mount, because it sets everything nice and level. And you can put two 12s on here, and you got a flush mount trolling motor pedal, so you still have plenty of room.
Right.
The other mount is for a recessed pedal for the bass boats.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why we didn't want to rule out the guys that are running the aluminum boats. You know, we didn't want to rule out the crappie fishing side because there is a lot of aluminum boats in the crappie side.
Oh, yeah.
But the trick about this is we kind of come up with this. You can add on with this a gimbal plate, and this bolts on here, and then you're running three grafts right off the front.
Exactly.
And see, this is running three grafts for, what, $325, something wow. like that?
Right.
Yeah, and so you can run a three-graft system. It's all one-piece aluminum. Everything bolts in. Everything's slotted. So you can see it's nice and clean. We got this hole so we can loom all the wires and keep them in and out of the way. It just makes it light.
That's really what makes us different is one-piece aluminum.
Yeah.
Right. Being able to accommodate one graft, two graft, three grafts, and it's all one piece. That's really what makes us different.
I got you. So let's talk about the materials that you've made it out of and the finished product itself. So, because we're looking at some, you talked about the hole. So you've made an area for the cables come through. Right.
Everything gets loomed.
And then these holes that are in here, they're like to fit Hummingbird, Lowrance.
To the best of our ability, you've had all of them. We're trying to make it to where you can fit everything in there. We've kind of slotted the holes. This is kind of the pattern that we come up with. It matches on this gimbal plate.
Right.
And from the ones we've sold, we've not had, you know, some people may have to do a little something here and there, but it's not been a problem. It's quarter inch aluminum.
Okay.
So if there has to be a little bit of fabrication to it for a certain process, it's pretty easy to do.
I gotcha. And so tell us about the finish here now.
UV powder coat, so that is a UV rated. The sun, it won't fade out. It won't look weird in 4 or 5 years. It's going to look just like this.
Uh-huh. Okay, so super strong. So
very, very rigid, very stout. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about some of the places you've been. You've been to the Crappie Expo. How did that go?
It went very well. We enjoyed that. We anytime you get to hang out with Wally Marshall for a couple of days, it's always a good day, you know.
Right. What did you see when the crappie anglers were coming through and the questions they asked you? Because you had like 3 days of them, didn't you?
The biggest thing we did, the biggest thing that we noticed when everybody come by is they couldn't believe how light they were.
Uh-huh.
Because it looks like it's a big, bulky looking thing, but when you pick it up, there's no weight. We're not adding any weight to your boat, but we're making it extremely strong with no weight.
What do you think the weight of that is then? Start with that.
Maybe 2 or 3 pounds.
Right. Like nothing. This is under 5 pounds, right?
Under 5 pounds.
Yeah. This is like, what, 4.3, 4 point something like that. There's no weight here.
Right.
But it's just as stout and rigid as it could be.
Uh-huh. I'll be dog.
So well, I mean, the goal is to, I mean, people are putting $10,000, $20,000 worth of electronics. I mean, that was the whole goal behind when Johnny developed this was to keep it lightweight and to make it strong enough to where nothing's going to break.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Keep it simple. That's why I kind of come up with put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
Because grafts aren't cheap.
Exactly.
So, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to mount your grafts, and you can have a good quality mount spend your money on your grafts.
Right.
But this kind of gives you a little security. You know, that's kind of, it's not going to, it's, you know, you're beating down a rough water. This is not going to move on you. It's not going to be laying forward. It doesn't have levers that you got to keep tightening up and anything like that.
Right.
We try to keep a simple, functional unit that people can lock.
Now, do the mounts come with any bolts or anything? Or no, do they come with?
Just like it is.
Okay.
Yeah, we decided not to do any bolts because everybody may want to do something different.
Okay.
I mean, I know I may not, you know, if we send them, I would think if they might just throw them away because they're going to use something that they want to use.
Right.
So everybody has a different way of mounting. So we decided not to do that.
What's the openings on that then?
It's a quarter inch. And because we kind of figured everybody was going to go with around a number 10 or a 3/16, number 12, something like that as far as bolting it down. But if they like I said, if they want to go bigger, I mean, it's a pretty simple, it's aluminum, so it's pretty easy to drill them out, you know. But that's a good place to start.
So let's talk, you probably don't want to, but how about custom work? You're going to probably have some people that call up and want custom work,
We're doing custom work, and we're not opposed to custom work. We're a custom sheet metal shop. Right. This is not our business. This is just something we added to our business.
Right.
But the prices will not be the same for Custom Wharf. Right. How's that? That's the best way I can put it. We are able to do just about anything anybody wants.
Right.
And we'll do the best to quote them up front and tell them how much it's going to be based on what they want. But we're always open for business.
Right. You couldn't have said it any better.
I'm going to say that because I have a custom one coming. Yes. So, but it's one of those things where I think most of them will, once they have the right pattern down, it's going right, to, everybody's exactly. going to order the same, so they'll be able to find it.
Right, right. Like, so. we're doing some custom dash mounts right now, and we're not wanting to get too carried away with that because it's that would get to be very expensive. So we're picking up a few, but if I can get some, you know, I'm looking at like on a dealer side of things,
right?
Not necessarily like a walk-in kind of customer type thing, because I can at least build so many every year for a certain boat that they're going to sell, and that's what this come in. This sets right on that dash mount, very clean, and it allows you to put 212s right there on your dash. Very, very, it's affordable.
Yeah, you know. And some of them actually have a plate that is manufactured. Like Vexus has a plate up front there for the graph and stuff.
Right,
you'll probably later figure out some things to do with mounts like that too.
We're also working on steering wheel spacers. A customer, because a lot of times when he's putting things together, there's not enough clearance between the actual graph and the steering wheel.
Exactly.
And all you can buy is like a 1 1/8 spacer. Well, he may need a half inch. So now he's way out, and they don't like that. So we're kind of giving him some options on that too. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We're open.
Right.
You know, this is what we do.
Well, you talked about being a shop, so this is your opportunity to tell us how big the shop is how big it is, and some of the machines, because this isn't like a small building.
No.
We're in a little small cubby here because this is going to be a built-in office.
Right.
But this is actually, you tell them how long you've been around, and again, the facilities you have. I saw some cutting machines that were just.
We have CNC lasers, CNC press brakes, turret punches, shears, automated paint line, robotic welders, and we are expanding every chance we can. We started with just one little building over there in 1960. Then we've continued to add on that side. Then we started adding on this side. About every 5 to 7 years, we run out of space.
Right.
So about every 5 to 7 years, which, I mean, that's a good thing, you know.
Right, exactly.
Good problem. We need more space is always good, you know. But we have roughly just under 3,000 SKUs on Amazon.
Wow.
Right now. And like I said, we do a lot of custom welding. We don't do a lot of repeat things.
Right.
We take on the things that either people can't find somebody that's willing to do it,
right?
Or we take on the things that people want right now. So we're the ones that jump in 24/7, knock it out, get it done.
Okay. Now people want to know who's caught the biggest fish between you two.
Me.
Well, that was pretty.
I mean,
wow. That
so
took
far,
a long. Usually so takes a little. No, usually takes a little longer.
Biggest fish, biggest deer. I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
biggest truck. I don't know.
So far.
Well, what's your biggest fish? What was your
just under 10 pounds on a largemouth?
Wow.
And I caught a 22-inch crappie one time.
A 22-inch crappie?
22-inch crappie.
In Mississippi, right?
No. Stockton Lake.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I caught a...
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Brad's like, yeah.
That's impressive.
Mouth like that, brother.
Yeah,
you bet.
I'm impressed.
The walleye that I caught in Turnback, we didn't weigh it. It was a Wednesday afternoon. We was trying to get to church. We didn't even weigh that fish, didn't even get a picture of it. So I don't know what it weighed, but it's the biggest walleye I've ever caught. So I don't know how big it was, but it was a big walleye.
There you go. You've but both of you guys love to fish, right?
Oh, yeah, and all the time.
That's yeah. I think that's part of the draw of any company that, that when you have a great idea and then you're also a fisherman, you put those ideas
Absolutely.
Together and then
Absolutely.
You're like, well, this is how this would work on my boat. Mm-hmm. And then you're able to apply that and then you're able to take that out and make multiple ones for, you know, multiple customers.
Absolutely.
Keep the cost down.
R&D is spent on the boat. So when we research and development, I mean, odds are we're fishing.
Right.
So, I mean, you don't know if you're going to come up with a new idea or a new bracket until you get out there and fish.
I know. I've been talking about that, the jack plate mount for for the depth finders, for the transducers, because they're so expensive and they can be actually done like with a simple frame.
Right. We're going to work on it.
So, but you'll be able to find some more of that stuff, you know, in the future. So that takes us up to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. And Pico Lures, of course, I did not catch my biggest fish on a Pico Lure, but because it was live bait, it's 14-inch shad. They don't sell 14-inch shad. So, they do have a full line of crankbaits, soft plastics for crappie. They got things for walleye. They got white bass, stripers. Anything you want to catch game fish, they make it. You can find their products at picolures.com. And our other sponsor is Smith Consumer Products. And today I brought their multi-tool with case. I thought that's appropriate because these guys, if they probably get in a boat, they're probably like monkeying around and jacking with stuff.
That's
pretty
nice.
You probably have to have something like that. But Smith has a complete line of tools that fishermen can use.
Sure.
And so that's the reason why I brought it.
It's a nice little handy carry case right there.
Got a carrying case. They got kind of everything. They have fillet knives. They have all of that stuff. But if you want to check them out, you can go to smithproducts.com. And now you guys need to tell us where we can find your products and where we can find like some social media about you.
Okay. Well, rmpstore.com is pretty much the main everything that we have that you can go through there and find, and all the prices will be on rmpstore.com.
Okay.
And social media side, that's kind of his. I'm not a big.
It's Rose Metal Outdoors.
Okay.
Is our Facebook page. And then our group page is Rose Metal Adventures.
Okay.
And so you can come check us out on Facebook. We'd really like for you to join our group and
Absolutely.
Our Facebook page because everybody, you know, we're, like you said earlier, we're fishermen, so everybody's posting their pics.
Right.
We've got local catfish tournaments going on.
Bring the pictures in.
Yeah,
we
all
see them.
Kinds of tournaments get posted on our Adventures page. So we'd love to have everybody join and share with us what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yep. So
and always it helps us with new ideas and new ways to do things. We're always up to learn.
Okay, so rmpstore.com, and you want to make sure there's a header that goes crossed, and then you have to go over to the Outdoors tab.
Yes.
And click on that, and then you go down, and then you'll see the mounts are listed there. So
you bet.
Make sure you go through that step. Just don't go to that page and look because they don't have a separate icon yet probably for it.
But if you have any questions at all, we'll respond pretty quickly. We don't let that linger.
All right. Well, sounds good. I appreciate you guys being on the show. And
thank you, Brad.
I feel kind of bad that Johnny just like shot that right out that he had caught the biggest fish without without hesitation. We'll change that.
Yes,
we're going to change
that.
We're
going to help
you
change that, Brad.
No, we'll leave that on there.
How about I'll
post it. How's that? Just for you.
Well, I need Brad to help me change that. Put me on some big fish, Brad.
That's the plan. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go out there and do that. But anyway, you can find all their stuff, rmpstore.com. And like I always say, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.